with the crazy old judge. I'm wishing more and more that any second Pauly Rankin would return to town and whisk Zachary away to his life on the road. That would be better than living with strangers.
I wonder why Toby is so concerned that Zachary's going to be taken away by a social worker. They haven't spent that much time together and haven't gotten along all that well. It's not totally clear what the connection is between them. I wonder if it has to do with how isolated Toby is feeling and that he knows Zachary is lonely too. Or maybe it's that both of them lost their mothers. The difference is, of course, that Toby still has a chance to make things right with his mom. Let's continue near the top of page 181, where it starts, "The usual lunch crowd."
The usual lunch crowd starts trickling in. The Shriners and farmers, Miss Mertie May and the judge, and Erlene. I quickly learned this was the worst place to hide. They all talk about the funeral.
"It was beautiful and sad,"
Erlene says, rubbing the side of her nose. Today she's without her blazer, and her short-sleeved dress shows the fatty backs of her upper arms. And though Erlene doesn't say, I know she knows that I wasn't there because she mentions Cal several times, how brave he was, not even crying when his entire family did, how he shook everyone's hand and thanked them for coming to the funeral, how he handed Kate his handkerchief. I feel like the biggest jerk in Texas. When the lunch crowd dies down, I fill the sink with sudsy hot water. A second later, Ferris says, "Toby, someone is here to see you." Scarlett stands in the doorway wearing a pink sundress and Dr. Scholl's wooden sandals. Her toenails match her dress. I'm wishing I had on anything but an undershirt and the huge white apron tied around my waist.